Hey everybody, welcome to Mattman, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarin, and I'm joined by the human infection, Rich Stambolian.
I'm like, I'm going to get inside of you.
That would be a good gimmick.
That's my catchphrase.
Yeah, I am, my allergies are terrible.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, and my eyes are on fire, and this is going to be a miserable show.
That sucks, man.
There you go. That's going to be pretty much the entire show.
Our first Instagram Live. What's up, guys? Yeah. We can't see who's in the Instagram, but hello. I think there's still one guy. I don't have my glasses on.
I'm sure it's one guy. A lot happened in pro wrestling. The G1 special from the Cow Palace.
Mm-hmm.
You also had a lot of great wrestling was going on this week.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I want to see what the ratings are for that G1 show, but the Dave Meltzer's ratings came in, and it's like 4.5 stars everywhere.
Do you want to quickly go through that card? Just quickly.
Yeah. I do want to talk about it.
Because I feel like the end of that special was a little bit of a historic moment in modern pro wrestling.
Dude, it's the Civil War.
It's the Civil War, and also it was on the anniversary of Hogan being the third man. So who knows if that was planned or not.
Oh, wow. That's actually fascinating.
But it's kind of interesting. G1 special in USA, San Francisco, right? At the Cow Palace?
Yeah. So you go through the card, and I'll tell you the Meltzer rating.
Okay. Saturday, July 7th.
I like that Haku was on the card.
Oh, so good. Okay.
That was the first match.
10-man tag.
Yeah.
Haku, Tama Tonga, Tangaloa, Pimp Juice and Chase Owens. I feel like Chase Owens is so. I love Chase Owens.
I do too. I don't know why.
He's such the odd man out in that whole.
He's friends with Kenny.
Yeah, like that whole thing.
Yeah.
Versus Chaos, Yoshihashi, Guido, Rocky Romero, Yo, and Show.
2.5 stars.
Sure.
It was what it was. It was fine.
Chaos, Ishii, and Toriyanu, Suzuki Gun, and Zack Sabre Jr. I really enjoyed that match, only for Ishii and Suzuki beating the shit out of each other.
So there was a guy, by the way, in our chat room. He was at the show.
Okay.
Who kept chanting CM Punk the entire time.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, great. Great. You sat next to a great guy. Yeah.
So amazing.
Yeah, the best fan.
Did you try to chloroform him at all to get him to shut up?
At what point do you try?
I don't know. Or like one of these?
Yeah.
You know?
Enough already.
He may be one of those millionaire guys that goes to every show, or a workman's comp guy who goes to every show. He can afford to go to every show. Yeah. And he's like, I'm just going to go and chant CM Punk every chance I get. I love him. I miss him.
I miss him.
Bullet Club, Hangman, and Marty versus Taguchi Japan, Tanahashi, and Kushida. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this. Huge Hangman Page fan.
Are
right
you?
Here.
You are. Really?
I love Hangman.
Really?
He's the best.
What about him do you like?
Everything.
I'm curious.
He's a Southern stud.
Okay.
Guy looks good. Guy's got, for a guy that size, he's got some pretty rad moves. And he just looks like a thick dude. On Being the Elite, he's one of my favorite parts. That guy hams it up like nobody's business. Have you been watching Being the Elite lately?
I saw the last one where they had In-N-Out Burger.
Okay, what?
And like then Cody gave, Kenny gave Cody like chicken nuggets or whatever it was.
Right.
Chicken sandwich.
So Hangman apparently murdered Joey Ryan.
Okay.
But it was, Hangman's got two personalities.
Okay.
And then at one point, I feel like they're teasing that Stephen Amell is going to show up on Being the Elite. Because of All In, and because they keep saying like, hey, you look like Stephen Amell, you know that? And Hangman will be like, I don't know what you're talking about. You know?
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So it's kind of interesting. I think the reveal is going to be that Stephen Amell killed Joey Ryan.
That's amazing.
I really enjoyed this match. How did you feel about it?
I liked it. It was a good match. Anything with Marty Scurll, I'm a fan of.
Marty and Kushida.
I'm a huge Marty fan, by the way.
Yes.
Huge Marty fan.
Marty's amazing.
For years. 3.5 stars.
Great. Goto and Jeff Cobb.
I thought it was... Was that Jeff Cobb's first... New Japan televised, I guess, thing?
I think it was his first title shot.
I thought that was fine. I like Jeff Cobb. I think this is a good step for him. I guess he's not going to WWE soon.
Every once in a while in wrestling, a guy with that rhino body shows up. and like, it's for the modern wrestling fan, that guy's Jeff Cobb. Like, that dude looks like he weighs 700 pounds.
You're right.
Why, can I curse? Every now and then. Go ahead. Wide as fuck.
Yeah.
You know, he looks like he's thick, like a thick big boy.
He's a thick big boy?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Bucks versus Sanada and Evil in their rematch from Dominion. 16 minutes. I thought it was a lot of fun. I'm a big fan of Sanada, just because he was Muda's boy back in the day.
Okay.
I enjoyed it. What was the
okay.
What was the rating?
4.5 stars. Great. Evil Sanada versus Young Bucks, 4.5.
Great.
Yeah.
Okada, Ospreay versus Naito and Bushi. That was a fun match.
3.25.
Yeah.
My God, that's the lowest rated match. The opener was 2.5, but I mean, it says a lot.
I think we're in...
Now we're in the final three.
Yeah, specifically for Okada, I think we're in the phase of like, let's give this guy a little bit of a break.
Yeah. It's time.
Just saying, like, listen, you've been champ for 1,000,000,000 days. Just do these tag matches and, you know, fight Suzuki in the rain and we'll be okay. Takahashi versus
Dragon Lee.
This, very upsetting. I could not watch the replay of this.
So his neck is not going to require surgery.
Okay.
They're not saying what happened, though. And that's weird.
He got dumped on his head.
And at first they said he broke his neck. Mm. He went to the hospital. And... He got sent to Japan, and they're saying he does not require surgery, but they're not disclosing what exactly is wrong with him. This is scary because, you know, the Dragon Lee and Takahashi have been killing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really killing themselves, and the style has gotten so insane. And Jericho wrote something interesting. He goes, listen, he goes, I'm a fan of those New Japan guys. I'm a fan of the style, but the human body's not meant to be, you're not meant to be dropped on your head.
Right, yeah.
And I think this may be the moment that people start pulling it back a little bit.
It's got it.
You know, every couple of years this happens, right?
Yeah,
like, it gets every couple of years. It gets ramped up, and then people are like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
Let's pull back a little bit. This is pretty much synonymous with, you know, the early 2000s of the style and how wrestling was going, and then they pulled back a lot at that point. Yeah. But, you know, look at a guy like Hayabusa, right?
Yeah.
Hayabusa, every match, he would do a lion salt.
Right.
Happened to slip, broke his neck, done.
Right, yeah.
That was it.
That's one of those, like, you never know what could happen type deals.
And sometimes it's a move that you never know. Like, it could just be anything.
Yeah, Paraguayo Jr.
Paraguayo.
Yeah, like, that sucked. But Jericho, that I saw that little interview, and Jericho was right. And, like, he did that old school thing where he was like, listen, I'm getting paid the same amount of money regardless if I take that bump or not.
Yeah.
So I'd rather not take that bump.
I'd rather say no.
You know? And it doesn't mean the match is terrible. It doesn't mean you're not giving fans what they want. You know? It just means you're being safer. And I think that was also probably directed at, like, the Will Ospreys of the world.
Yeah.
What's up, man? You want to hop on the Instagram Live and say hi? All right.
What's wrong with you?
Are you okay? Did you just wake up? Today's the day.
Today's the day.
Today's the day.
He murders everybody. Today's the day he murders everybody.
What did, apart from the, that, oh, I like Dragon Lee a lot too, man. It just, that looked like such a horrible bump.
It was a bad bump. Talk about bad bumps, the next match. By the way, they got a 4.5.
Juice Robinson
and Jay White, 4.5 stars.
Great match.
I think this was the breakout moment for both those guys.
I agree 100%. I like Juice a lot. It's interesting that he's gotten over with the Japanese crowd and also the American crowd. Like, they popped hard for him.
Yeah.
Also, personally, listen,
he would have been a enhancement talent in WWE.
100%. He would have come out with No Way Jose.
Yep. So at the end of the match, right? Was it the end or the middle?
It was towards the end of the match before the final sequence.
Yeah.
Jay White had Juice Robinson on the outside by the commentary, by the American commentary team.
By the rails.
JR, Josh Barnett, they're commentating. Jay White gives Juice a snap suplex into the railing.
The railing snaps.
The railing gets pushed into cushion, which gets pushed into a desk, which nudged JR off his chair.
And Humpty Dumpty
and then
fell.
And then he fell, and then it you start the angle, because the next time they're going to be in the States is September 30th. Josh Burnett loses his mind.
And got in the ring.
Chases Jay White. Jay White, like, waves him off, gets in the ring, says, you effed up. Ah, look at this bitch, blah, 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 blah. Goes back to commentating with JR.
Yeah.
And I feel like kayfabe is so strong in New Japan that, you know, like, nobody knows if it's a work. Me personally, I think huge work.
I don't think the spot was a work. I think they improvised the moment.
Uh-huh.
I know that Jim Ross was really pissed.
Okay.
And it really hampered the him calling the Cody Omega match.
Okay.
And I know that that part was definitely not. I don't know if Josh Barnett decided that he was doing a whole, you know, he's just going to make this into a thing, but why would you jump the rail? That it made no sense for the match like that.
I think it did. I think it's setting up Jay White, because Jay White, like, I think in terms of are you leaving? No. Professional wrestling, you're taking the title off of Jay White for Juice, right?
Yeah.
Jay White, I feel like, is the perfect guy. If Josh wants to get into the wrestling ring, I think Jay White is the perfect guy to do it with, because that guy is a very, very solid hand, and I think he could work a really good match with anybody.
Yeah.
So I do believe that it was an angle. I don't think Josh went into business for himself, because, you know, why would you do that? Like, if that wasn't planned out, these things need to get planned out. Also, the thing that makes me think it's a work, I know I sound like a big mark right now, is the fact that, like, you didn't hear anything about, like, New Japan suspends Jay White. Jay White needs to pay a fine.
No, Jay White
needs to do. You know what I mean? Yeah. If it was like a for real thing.
Well, they don't know. They also don't operate that way. Okay. You know, they don't do the WWE thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm curious what happens.
It made for a good moment. You bought it, regardless if it was real or not. You know, JR sold the shit out of it. He sold the shit out of that table bumping him.
Yeah, it was good. Next match, Cody and Kenny Omega. Great match.
What a great match.
What a great freaking match. That suplex off the top of the ladder was great. Great spot in that match. Great match. Kenny Omega wins, but the story that they told was just Kenny was so much better than Cody.
Oh, boy.
And what a great way to make him look like a top
champion.
Like a real champion. And Cody, and Cody, not because of lack of effort, it was more like exhaustion, right?
Exactly.
That hit Cody. He was just so out of it at the end, where Brandy jumped in the ring to make him stop, and the Bucks are trying to figure out what to do, and finally Kenny puts him out, helps him up, you know, they kind of shake hands.
Kind of, yeah.
He rolls out of the ring, he leaves, Kenny's celebrating, starts going back, here comes the Bullet Club, reunited, the Tongans show up, everybody too sweet, and bam, the turn.
Yeah, big turn.
The Tongans have decided that they're fed up with the Bullet Club bullshit.
Yeah.
And they single-handedly, three men, destroyed every single member of the Bullet Club.
Yeah.
And the three men are Haku.
Yep.
Tama Tonga and Tangaloa.
Father and two sons.
Father and two sons. Dude, Haku with the pile driver.
Haku with the pile driver. Oh, my God. And Haku with the Tongan finger
poke. What is that? What is this? What is this?
The Tongan thumb. I enjoyed that. So I wish Bad Luck was there.
Yeah, why was Bad Luck not there?
I feel like he probably had commitments in Japan or something.
Yeah.
That guy also runs a coffee shop in Japan and a dojo.
He's like, I got commitments.
I can't get off of work.
So what happens is, so all the Bullet Club members come out and they're like, what the hell are you doing? Chase Owens gets destroyed. Marty Scurll gets destroyed. Yeah. Here comes Cody.
Yeah.
Cody for the save.
Disheveled Cody.
Disheveled Cody gets killed.
Yeah.
It was done really well. So now this is Civil War.
There's so many stories.
By the way, 4.25.
This is why NJPW is the best pro wrestling on earth right now. Consistent, cohesive storytelling. The Bullet Club story has been going on for 5 years.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's fresh again.
And now you have, listen, people call it a turn. It's not really a turn. They're staying in character. Bullet Club was dudes who just did whatever the F they wanted. They were the bad guys. They were the bad boys, right?
Yeah.
Tonga and Loa never strayed from their character, right? They were always like dicks to the crowd. They were always assholes, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were like the cool heels. In this situation, I like the fact that they're like, yo, everybody, like these guys want to be leaders. There is no leader. You guys got caught up too much in yourselves. Did you read the Sports Illustrated interview with Tamatanga?
I didn't know.
Really good interview, total kayfabe, where he was like, you know, he's like, there's Bullet Club in WWE, and those guys are Bullet Club for life. And yeah. I talked to them, and they approved us getting rid of Cody and Kenny and the Young Bucks. This is like Finn Balor said, we could do this. AJ Amazing. Styles said, we can do this because they believe in the Bullet Club. It was like a nice kayfabe interview.
Yeah. So I like that the Bullet Club still exists in WWE.
Right.
Like they come out with BCOG.
Right.
Well, what the hell? Bullet Club OGBC. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So the Bullet Club is really, this is what the NWO
failed to do.
Yeah. And it's fascinating. It's so multi-leveled. And you could tell, like, these guys are so much smarter. And this is not knocking the Hogans and the Nashes and that era. But these guys are so, you know, writing gets better over time, right? When we conceptualize a TV show compared to 25 years ago, for the most part, obviously, there are those gems that are still amazing. For the most part, TV's written a lot better now.
Right, right.
Or that's the hope. We have so many, like Game of Thrones could have never existed 20 years ago. 28 years ago, right? When the NWO came out.
Yeah.
That kind of show couldn't have existed. It's multi-layered. It's complex.
Well, the books existed.
What?
The books existed.
The books existed. But a television, I'm saying a television show like that because it was kind of dumbed down. Wrestling was always dumbed down. It was good guys and bad guys. Right now, they've elevated this thing where the Bullet Club exists in WWE and in New Japan and in Ring of Honor, and it's spanning, and now it's going to TNA.
Yeah,
Marty Scurll's going to TNA. That's and a match there, so Bullet Club's in TNA. It's everywhere.
It's on
everywhere.
The Jericho Cruise.
It's on the Jericho Cruise. In. So it's a very different type of way of doing this, but Cody coming in played such a big part as the as the infection in the Bullet Club.
Yeah.
He was really the infection.
Yeah.
He was...
The manipulator.
He caused all of this.
Yeah.
And now he's saying, wait a minute, I really didn't want to break this up.
Yeah.
So I think that's really interesting.
I feel like the story... Like, I love the story of Kenny and Cody because now, I think with that last match, for me, the story that was told was, holy shit, this must be how Kenny felt when he was trying to beat Okada. You know, he couldn't climb that mountain.
He just couldn't climb it, yeah.
Because he's too exhausted to climb that mountain. It's a big mountain to climb. And now they're back together. They're still family. They fight like brothers. I think, and this is my own personal speculation, I do firmly believe that Tamatanga is going to get pushed to the moon. And I'll tell you why. The dude's a workhorse. He's been loyal to New Japan for the past who knows how many years.
He had a chance to leave.
He had a chance to leave. G1's coming up. I think the New Japan office may get the hint that at some point within the next year, Kenny and the Bucks might be leaving. How do you fill that? You have to fill it ahead of time. So you fill it with Tamatanga being like the new ruthless aggression of New Japan. And it works. He fits that role perfectly, you know?
The selfish side of me says, I never want to see them in WWE.
Right.
Right? That's the selfish side because they do such great stuff. But... Yeah. The smart, like, business decision would be, all right, you know, do you want to... Kenny doesn't have kids. So Kenny could still do the highways and byways and do the travel and all that stuff. Yeah. But the Bucks have kids.
And they're American. You know,
they're in their 30s, right? How old are they now?
Early 30s, I think.
Yeah. Married. They're American. Mm-hmm. They want to be with their family. They're family men. I think they will be more likely to take that deal.
Okay.
But I don't know how many dates they're working now. Right now, they work their own schedule. They decide when they want to work. You know, this Hot Topic deal was huge for them.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they might do another year in New Japan. But I don't know if January will be the time that they leave.
Right.
I don't know if that's the right time. I don't know what time is the right time.
Who knows? Who knows what they're going to do? I think,
you know, the Young Bucks showing up, though.
Yes.
You know, let's say New Day's the champion, and all of a sudden here comes the Young Bucks and they challenge for the titles, and they've really done what the Dudleys did.
Right.
They're champions everywhere.
Exactly.
The Hardys never were able to do it. I want to see the Hardys in them. I want to see the New Day in them.
Yeah.
I want to see the Usos in them.
Everybody in them.
Everybody in them.
The Ascension.
But what happens now with the Bullet Club? You know, now you got the Young Bucks. Mm-hmm. You got Gallows and Anderson. You got Finn. I mean, maybe that's when you could do the Bullet Club
The whole faction.
Kenny Gowen is interesting. Kenny Omega is a humongous star right now.
Yeah.
He's a real world champion.
Yeah.
AJ Styles.
The real world champion.
The real world champion.
Yeah.
I don't know if Kenny's going to go.
Who knows, man? Like, I think, like you said, the nature of WWE has changed so much in the fact that, like, you know what? Maybe they can do a one-off thing. And New Japan is so open to everything, right? And New Japan gets mentioned constantly on WWE television, right? Imagine just a one-off Royal Rumble appearance, a one-off Mania match, a one-off Rumble match, a one-off anything match.
I think that's possible.
Yes.
I really think that's a possibility. Mm-hmm.
Make their try, like, elevate it to the point where their WWE tryout is a pay-per-view match. And I think they could tear the house down with New Day. I think if it was Kenny and the Bucks and versus New Day, that's a main event any time of year.
Yeah.
You know, it would be a fun match.
Well, what do you do with Kenny though? Let's say Kenny goes to WWE, mm-hmm. right? Debuts the day after WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Main roster.
Kenny AJ Styles.
Kenny AJ immediately.
Yeah, immediately. Kenny AJ, Kenny Nakamura, anybody who's the
top. Nakamura's considering he might be gone after this contract.
Yeah.
Man, they really spoiled him, huh?
I don't know, man. I think he's still got some juice in him. I think they're gonna have him beat Jeff Hardy this weekend for that U.S. title.
Okay, they should.
Yeah,
they should do that.
And I think he should make it the Rising Sun title.
Change it into the Rising Sun.
Yeah.
We got a pay per view this weekend. Extreme Rules. I like the random stairs.
I like it too. I just want to keep. We're still live, right?
I don't know.
Can you guys send us hearts on Instagram?
I don't know.
Who's watching on Instagram?
We got Extreme Rules coming up. Mm-hmm. 11 matches.
That's so long.
So let's go through this. Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax.
Great. With Ronda Rousey with the ticket in the audience.
Ticket in the audience. AJ Styles, Rusev. AJ will be probably the longest reigning WWE champion he's going to hold that title forever.
Do you think, can we go back to the Nia thing?
Yeah.
Do you think that's going to be the main event?
No. God, no. Okay. No way.
All right. Well, because the Ronda Rousey. Yeah. You know, they like doing the Ronda Rousey stuff.
Ronda did great at the Garden and in Philly.
Yeah. Okay. AJ versus Rusev. What do you think, man? You think Rusev's going to take it?
No, AJ's keeping this thing.
Okay.
AJ's keeping this title for a foreseeable future.
For a while.
Yeah. Hardys, and Wyatt. This is the B team. Jesus, I'm a mess today.
That's okay.
Hardys and Wyatt versus the B team.
How's your situation, by
really
the way?
Bad. It's so painful.
From last week.
With what?
That you were telling me, you know.
My eyes?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so bad. It's so bad. Ugh. So bad.
You look like you're on a lot of drugs right now.
I'm so...
Are you on a lot of drugs right now?
No, I took I just did a Flonase.
Okay.
Carmella, Asuka.
That's going to be fun.
Asuka will take it.
Mm-hmm. What? James Ellsworth? And
the fucking shark cage, man. They gotta sell those toys again.
Bludgeon Brothers versus Team Hell No. I think Daniel Bryan and Kane take it.
Daniel Bryan, yeah, they win the tag titles.
That's gonna be fun.
Or Kane turns on Daniel Bryan and now we have a SummerSlam match.
Ooh. I wrote on Twitter the other day, I was like, imagine in a weird twist of fate that somehow Kane gets the Universal title and has to fight Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania next year.
Oh, my God. What a nightmare that match would be.
The belt would match his outfit.
It would just blend.
30-minute Iron Man match for the WWE Intercontinental title. Dolph Ziggler with Drew McIntyre versus Seth Rollins.
I this is going to be a good match. Seth Rollins regains the title.
I don't think he does.
You don't think so? I think this will start the split between McIntyre and Ziggler.
I think
that match was good on Raw.
It was very good. That's the stud right there.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns, Bobby Lashley. I am so down with that feud. I don't know why. I think I have a little bit of that. Yeah, they got these big dudes with muscles. Like, I just want to see him throw each other. And they're great workers too. Yeah. Like Bobby Lashley, such a good worker. He's gonna do a moonsault.
Bobby Lashley.
Roman's gonna do a moonsault.
I hope so.
Bobby Lashley's gonna do a moonsault.
I hope so.
How did you like the? And again, Say what you want about Roman Reigns, and we've been on such an NJPW kick lately, which is the best wrestling in the world. I popped when Roman did the big leap onto the dudes.
Oh, yeah, Monday that was night. A great spot.
So good.
Listen, I need to take 2 minutes.
Yeah,
go I got to go rinse my face.
Go for it. This is brutal. While Andrew rinses his face, I will take questions from the chat room. Guys, let me hear it. Anybody? The pull apart on Monday did more for the feud than the last few weeks of promos. I agree. I thought it was a really good, drawn-out pull apart, especially because they usually save those pull aparts for Brock Lesnar. Is anybody else firmly over Brock Lesnar as champion? Because I am. When Andrew comes back, we'll discuss Brock Lesnar showing up at UFC and looking like a hill giant compared to everybody. What's up, guys, on Instagram? We're still live. I think there are 3 to 4 people watching us right now. Maybe one or two, or no one, and that's okay. We'll try to get it up there. Brad, what do you think of creative making Kane kind of goofy? I think it's I don't want to say it's the right thing to do, but it's probably the right thing to do on paper. The dude's at the end of his WWE career, I would say. I think the Monster Kane isn't really going to show up, especially with the dude's political leanings. So he may be gone from the company within the next year. I also think putting him with Daniel Bryan also alleviates Daniel Bryan's in-ring time and also lets him acclimate to getting to where he used to be. Andrew's back.
I'm back. It's really bad.
How's your face?
Brutal.
Did you just yell into your bathroom?
I
for
just
two
yelled
minutes?
Into my bathroom for 2 minutes.
You have to stop poking yourself in the eyes.
It's so bad. It's so bad. I may need to go again.
Roman and Bobby Lashley, that's where we're at.
Yeah, you know, so Paul Heyman wrote helped assist on that opening segment.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of the opening segment?
I loved it. I was just while you were washing your face, I was saying how that was the best pull apart in a long time because they usually save the pull aparts for Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
And Roman and Bobby, like, you bought it, you know? And I'm glad they did it more than the first, like, when Balor showed up and, like, Bobby Roode showed up and they're holding everybody back. But when you had pretty much cleared out the locker room to hold these guys back, it was pretty cool, you know? Jeff Hardy and Nakamura this Sunday, I think that's going to be a fun match. I think Nock's taking that title.
I would think he would.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Balor versus Baron Corbin. I think it's going to be a fun match.
I don't like Constable Corbin.
I don't like Constable Corbin either. Because he doesn't have any ring gear.
He has nothing. He has nothing. Yeah. I don't know what his gimmick is.
He's like a guy in charge who's kind of a dick.
He's just a guy. Why is he in charge?
Because Stephanie put him in charge.
I know, but why? Why him?
He's taking the Kane role.
Yeah, but why? Why? Because he cut his hair?
Yeah, I think so. Cut his hair. He got more form. We need an excuse for him to cut his hair. I think that was the excuse. And it's going to run its course.
Yeah.
New Day versus Sanity. I think that's going to be fun.
That would be a really fun match.
And it sucks that it's on the pre-show.
And it's a tables match.
Yeah.
On the pre-show.
I like that Sanity just show up to wreck house. I don't think they need much mic time at this point.
And then Braun, Kevin Owens.
Braun, Kevin Owens, steel cage match. Yeah. What do you think?
I don't know. It does nothing for me.
Yeah?
Yeah, that match does nothing.
Yeah. So when does Braun... Two things I want to talk about. When does Braun cash in?
When does Braun start wearing a singlet?
Oh, when does Braun start wearing yellow trunks?
Yeah. Yeah, when does that happen?
He's going to Big Show singlet 1 week, Hogan trunks next week. Week after that, tie-dye red and yellow trunks.
Tie-dye red and yellow.
He's slowly jamming himself into the heart of America, I would have to say.
We should talk about how this was a go-home show, right?
Yeah.
For Raw. And it was the lowest rated Raw of all time.
Why?
The lowest rated Raw of all time.
I think people stop giving a shit this week. Like, for real.
Well, it's the summer, first of all. And people don't give a shit in the summer. But, my God, that's really bad. Mm-hmm. You know, and this just shows you. It's the brand extension. It's a brand split. It did more harm than good.
Do you think it is really the brand extension? Or do you just think it's kind of like... They always, when there's a go-home show, they'll always phone it in, right? Just to keep the guys safe and keep the guys protected, especially if it's something like Extreme Rules. You know, you don't want anybody to get hurt before like a big event. And yeah. Extreme Rules looks like it's a great card on paper. You know, I think it's going to go by very quick. I don't see any of these matches taking more than 15 minutes, to be honest with you. There's 11 matches on the card. The long, for an Extreme Rules, that is a long effing pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I think they need to hit the reset button also. Here's another thing that I feel like is kind of hurting WWE at this point. Again, this is just my opinion. Their roster is so saturated, I think that they're afraid to get rid of people, because if they do, they will probably, those people will make more money elsewhere. And they don't want that.
Like who?
If Dolph left, if they got rid of Dolph, if they got rid of Baron Corbin, if they got rid of like the extra, like the extra guys that haven't really done anything or been on TV.
Well, no. they're also making, you know, so much money right now when they don't need to get rid of anybody.
Yeah. No Way Jose, Curt Hawkins, like your lower R-Truth, who's still under contract, like your lower tier guys.
Yeah.
They could definitely make a killing. Or a Ron killing.
A Ron killing.
Anywhere they go. Because wrestling is hot right now. Did you see the crowd for the G1 show?
Yeah, they were into it.
They were super into it.
Do we know what the attendance was for that G1? Because I do not think they hit 10,000 people.
35 people.
I was very surprised how it was not 10,000 people.
They did a good job with the... Kenny addressed that at the end of the show, too.
What did he say?
How he was like, people were worried that we weren't going to have good attendance, but, you know, everybody's here. I guess that means it's good. Oh, can I throw in this one more? I really love how Kenny addresses the crowd after every main event.
Apparently, it was 6,333.
Great. It's a good crowd.
New Japan's reporting the same thing. So they did not do 10,000.
How interesting is that? That they didn't do 10,000 at the Cow Palace for NJPW and All In sold out in 30 minutes.
I think it was. That's interesting. Yeah.
Right.
Chicago, man.
Yeah.
Bigger market.
Fascinating.
Bigger market. Everybody could fly. It's middle of the country. It's smart.
San Francisco's a good wrestling city, I think, but not the best wrestling city.
No, Chicago's a better wrestling city.
Chicago's a really good wrestling city.
Yeah, so Raw was a good Raw, and the ratings were bad. And I think this is the problem, because now WWE will look and be like, see, we put on a good Raw, and the ratings were bad. Yeah. This is a direct cause of the brand extension.
Okay.
You know, you have half the roster and half the stars, and my eyes are on fire again, on your card. I'm just going to do a show like this.
I think you should put a black blindfold on and do the show like blind,
I think that'd be
like
better
Blind
if I did
Fury.
That.
Like Daredevil, that'd be awesome.
I do this because I love you guys. Seriously. Imagine if Nakamura and all the guys, everybody was on the same roster.
Yeah, yeah.
So they had two shows. They just profiled the different title on each one.
Yeah.
Would that help the situation? Or do you think people get lost in the shuffle because it's too many stars on every card?
I think people get lost in the shuffle. I think if you've noticed, there's been like so much tag stuff lately. There's a lot going on. Everybody has a story, which is great. But I also think the fact that like, I'm not shitting on Roman. I'm a Roman Reigns fan. I'm a supporter of him. But I think that when you give the dude three segments, it's a lot,
yeah.
Especially because you have, it takes away from match time for stuff that you want to see, you know?
Yeah.
I also feel like Raw's not good at cutting to the chase. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's a lot of like, and then you said this, and then you said that, and then Kurt Angle shows up and he's like, well, if that means this, and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. It's too much redundancy, you know? There's a lot of redundancy. There's a lot of corporate redundancy going on with like explaining to the crowd what's happening, you know?
Yeah.
SmackDown, there's less of that because it's a tighter show. NXT, there's even less of that because it's a one-hour show, and it's pretty much just wrestling.
Yeah,
you know, I think I really feel like I'm going to tie in the New Japan stuff with this. I really feel like WWE is going about using the internet in not the best way they can.
Okay.
All right, because. For us as fans, we get a lot more insight into your NJPW stuff and Bullet Club stuff because of being the elite, right? It's a 15-minute online show that they produce every week, and you're like, oh, what's going to happen? And they cut in pre-match and post-match storyline, right?
Yeah.
So they're not on camera talking. You know, you'll get your NJPW interviews, but this adds to the story. I think WWE doing that selfie nonsense and posting them online and doing like that Facebook thing is a little bit stupid. If they actually said, hey, these are the matches, but check out this YouTube stuff, it'll give you like it'll give you like a little background on everything, you know? And if they produce vignettes in the cities that they're in, let's say between like Baron Corbin and Finn Balor, and then you get 20 minutes a week of just vignette for different storylines, I feel like that would make it so much better and you'd get eyes on the product, you know? And then it would increase their numbers online too. I don't think WWE knows how to use the internet very well.
The problem is, you know, most of the people leading the social media departments with these companies are...
I can't hear your microphone.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Have you just
I'm
been
so
like...
Sorry. No. I think for most of these companies, the social media departments, they're people outside of the realm of the business.
Yeah.
So it's hard to kind of do, use it properly. I think they think that it's like a one-stop way to adapt social media.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I am so fascinated by this. Have you seen... the ECW pictures.
Oh, so good.
Okay, did you see Shinsuke Nakamura as Sabu?
I love it.
Can we talk about how even the not jacked wrestlers were ridiculously jacked?
Yes.
For the time, and I'm gonna show you a photo here.
Please.
It's Sabu. It's Shinsuke Nakamura as Sabu.
Yeah.
I have no idea what to make of this.
There's a reason he wears that vest.
Yeah, I think so. So it's supposed to be this photo.
Right.
It's supposed to be this photo.
Uh-huh.
But look how much bigger Sabu is.
Sabu's a big dude.
What? How did this... I mean, first of all, everybody was on.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
The juice at that time. Mm-hmm. Even the not jacked wrestlers were on something.
Big boy juice.
But I think it's crazy how tiny these guys are.
I really love Xavier as New Jack.
I thought that was great.
And if they ever decided to go that direction, I would totally buy him as New Jack. new Jack Jack. That's what I would call him.
Undisputed Era wins the NXT tag titles.
They want it back again.
Yeah, they want it back.
But they spoiled that. They did really release that.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I'm trying to find these ECW photos. Where the hell is it?
It's I think the funny one is Becky as Tommy Dreamer.
Becky as Tommy Dreamer. I've never been so attracted to Tommy Dreamer in my life.
You're like, oh, yeah. And like Lana as Sandman.
Okay, I got to go through this. Hold
Lana as Sandman's pretty funny.
Asuka Stevie.
Asuka Stevie's excellent. Rusev as Cactus Jack, I think, is hysterical. But I feel like also wrong choice. I would have done Bray Wyatt.
Where did they post this?
They posted it on the website, and then they did it on Instagram.
Okay, WWE.
Speaking of which, we're live on Instagram. I'm going to check on this.
I would check on it. All right, so let me find this. Okay, cool. I have no idea where this is. All I've seen, it is on other people's social media. But Becky Lynch as Sandman, as Tommy Dreamer, was perfect. All right, let's see. How did that go?
It went well. It's still live.
Caitlyn's back.
That's cool. I'm down with that. Yeah. How many people took a shit on that announcement,
too? Why are
people
shitting on it? She wasn't that bad.
I effing hate her. She sucks. Why she got to be in wrestling more? Like, who cares, man? Like, I honestly, I always had like a little bit of a thing for her, but she was not a terrible worker. And I feel like she was there at an unfortunate time before the Divas Revolution, the Women's Revolution, you know?
Yeah. Did they remove these photos? Where the fuck are these photos?
Just Google it, man. Google.
I did.
You didn't see anything?
No.
Maybe
it never happened. Maybe it's a figment of our imagination.
Is it a collective hysteria?
I can't stop staring at Shinsuke Nakamura as a bizarre Sabu. I wonder how they decided who's going to dress as what. You could dress up like Sabu. Yeah, see, it's missing.
He's like, sure.
Yeah. Anything else coming up? Because I should wrap it up. I'm dying here.
Oh, yeah, and you got to go, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I sent you a text message. I just take a look.
Go now.
I sent you a text message. Oh, forget it then.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna check it.
Okay, check your text message. This is a disaster. This show. I'm fucking done. I'm so sorry, guys. It's all my fault. I feel so sick. I'm not doing well. Oh, you know who was great? Kofi as Devon.
Yes.
That was also really good.
I want to see Kofi as Jamaican Kofi again. Just for a day. I got your text message.
Okay. Is that good?
I'll drop you off there.
Yeah, thank you. I thought that was really good. I have a question though.
I do. Oh, I have to go to the post office first.
Okay. Asuka as I've never been so attracted to my buddy Stevie. Michael, if you're listening,
that's horseshit. You love that guy.
I do love him. I love him too. I really do. I really. I don't know why. I mean, I do know why, but I think you know you connect with some people sometimes.
Yeah,
I think I connected with him.
Come on the show again, Michael.
Yeah. I think it's really funny that they did this. That this is the ECW thing that they did. People are losing their minds.
Lana as Sandman's pretty funny. I always like how they do the they'll try to get it accurate with the guys, and then the girls they'll just be like, "All right, you be a sexy Tommy Dreamer.
You be a sexy Tommy Dreamer.
You be a sexy Sandman." I think that's the new Halloween costume marketing.
Sexy
you know?
Sandman.
Sexy Sandman.
Who was? but there was another one. Who was Carmella?
Oh, I like Carmella's.
Who was she?
Balls Bonnie.
No, she was not.
She was Al Snow.
She was Al Snow, yeah. I would have loved to see Carmella's Balls Mahoney.
There was another one. There was, what's her name? Sonya Deville was Raven, which is pretty good.
Raven, yeah.
Yeah. You be a sexy Tommy Dreamer.
Is there? I mean, is there anything you could do to not be a sexy Tommy Dreamer?
That is true. I think WWE should market sexy ECW.
This is it.
Outfits, yeah.
I want that ECW shirt.
Sexy Balls Mahoney.
Axel Rotten.
Sexy Pitbull 1. That would be amazing.
A sexy Pitbull 1?
I would love to see the entire women's roster dressed like ECW guys because they can't, like, they're not going to do the body language, which I think is hysterical.
But see,
they'll make them pose sexy.
Yeah, but I think what they could do...
Full body language.
You know, you're not going to get an ECW reunion. But for, like, an Extreme Rules,
they
should do, like, an homage where, like, they all come out and, like, one of them... Their gimmicks are different and one of them is, you know...
Oh, New Day should do that this Sunday.
New Day come out as a Dudleys. Three Dudleys. Hoopy Big Dick.
Definitely Biggie.
Biggie would be Big Dick Dudley.
Sexy Jerry Lynn. That's Charlotte. Charlotte would be sexy Jerry Lynn.
Sexy Jerry Lynn would be Charlotte?
Because she's got blonde hair. That's the only association I'm making with that.
Okay, so let's
do Asuka would be sexy to Jerry.
AJ Styles would be Rob Van Dam.
Are you doing women or are you doing...
I'm doing the whole roster.
All right, fine.
Okay, let's do this before we wrap it up. Because I got Extreme Rules 2018.
Sexy Spike Dudley.
All right, so we'll do some of the matches. Sexy Spike Dudley. Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax. Let's do the men first.
Sure.
AJ Styles versus Rusev. AJ would be Rob Van Dam and Rusev would be Rhino.
Yeah.
Who would Rhino be?
I would make... Yeah, I know, because Rhino's still Rhino.
Rhino's still Rhino.
I would make... Isn't it awesome how he's wrestled for, like, literally everybody?
Except WCW.
I think he was there for a clip.
No, I don't think so.
Rusev, Mike Awesome.
Mike Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Matt and Bray versus Bo and Curtis Axel. Bo and Curtis Axel are 100% Cronus and Saturn.
Yes.
That's definitely Saturn and Cronus.
I would make Matt Hardy.
The Eliminators.
I would do Raven for Matt Hardy.
You would do Raven for Matt Hardy?
Yeah. And for... Bray Wyatt, Cactus Jack.
Okay. Carmella, Asuka.
Carmella.
Jerry Lynn.
Well, I would make Asuka to Jerry.
Okay.
And Carmella would be... Ooh. super crazy.
Okay. Roman Reigns and Bobby Lashley.
Sabu and Taz.
Sabu and Taz. Jeff Hardy and Shinsuke Nakamura. I thought he was Sabu. Who's okay? You know what? I got it. You know who Carmella is? Mike Awesome.
Okay. All right.
No. I'm sorry. The franchise Shane Douglas.
Okay. Oh, that's good. That's good. but they all have to come out as these people. Roman Reigns as Too Cold Scorpio. That'd be so
Roman
good.
Reigns as Too Cold Scorpio.
That'd be great.
I would love that. I would love that. All right, let's wrap it up.
All right.
I gotta go. All right, guys, that's it for this week. I apologize. I feel like total shit. I'm very sick. My eyes are on fire. Oh, who's Danny Doring and Amish Roadkill? You know what? Danny Doring, Amish Roadkill, Hardy, and Bray.
Yeah, no, I would do Bo and Axel.
Bo and Axel?
Yeah.
I want RVD. No, I want RVD to wrestle Jerry. Who? Who are you talking about? Jerry who? Glanville?
Combe, stop popping those pills, man.
Jesus.
Nobody knows what you're talking about, Combe.
My eyes are on fire. All right. I'll see you guys later.
Later.
Goodbye.